Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am Jacob, your host, and today we're going to be talking about another magazine. I'm going to record a bunch of these in a row because my wife is not home, and I want to get a few done. So if anything happens, I can keep posting weekly. Since I already fucked up this week, technically last week. So that's what I'm going to do. I was looking for another old beat-up one, and I got one here. I also found some art that I had done in college that was in that box that I didn't really know where it was. And it was kind of like one of those things where you don't really look for it, but you're like, I think it's in here. And I could never really find it. If I was like, I think it's in this closet. I couldn't find it. Well, I found it, and it's a Solid Snake stipple piece that I did in college, and it's fucking awesome. Some of it's smeared though, so that's kind of sucks, but anywho, this magazine does have the cover, but it is completely beat to shit. The back cover is gone. This one is the official PlayStation magazine, official US PlayStation magazine, formerly PSX issue. Wait, it is volume 1, issue 2. It's got Parappa the Rappa on the cover. Giant, he's all-encompassing. This is November 97. I don't believe this one was mine. This was also my friend's. I also defaced it. I drew a tongue coming out of the frog on his hat, and I fucked with his eye and his teeth because I'm a monster. It's probably because it was beat up anyway. I didn't do that to any of my other magazines, but just jumping on in here, front ads, NHL Face Off 98, nobody cares about that. There's a X-Men game, looks like some X-Men, maybe it's, no, I don't think it is. Oh, sorry, the fucking thing's all beat up still. Okay, this looks like X-Men, but it's not. It's called Youngblood Search and Destroy for the PlayStation. Also, in the last episode, I did look up that controller that I was talking about. You can buy it for like $20, so might just do that. Kind of want it. I really do. We've got the publisher's name is Jonathan Lane. Let's see if I know any of these people. No. Okay. I'm just going to keep going here. There's a Nightmare Creatures ad, and it looks like Resident Evil, kind of. Hopefully this mic is picking this up, so I'm not screaming at the mic. Alright. Yeah, I don't know if this is gonna pick up quite the way I want it to. What is this? There's an ad for, oh, Monster Rancher. Is that like Monster Hunter? I remember that name, and I remember that creature, but I don't remember that game. In this episode, or this episode, in this magazine, we've got Parappa the Rapper, we've got the PlayStation's Top 20, Croc, Bushido Blade, Crash Bandicoot 2. This is a damn good magazine. Pretty quick here, we've got a Namco light gun, the Gun Con. It's the whole spread here, ad. All it is the gun. And it's a little kid, just like, it's, I think it's trying to mimic the A Christmas Story kid. Like, I want the Red Ryder BB gun. And it's a kid holding up the Gun Con with Time Crisis on the back. It says, hey kids, get one free in specially marked boxes of Time Crisis. So that's cool. Oh, this magazine is so fucked up. And then we've got a Time Crisis ad right behind it. I used to play that, or watch the, there was a demo on a demo disc, but it you couldn't play it. It was just the trailer or whatever. And I always wanted to play it, never did. I did eventually get Time Crisis on PS3, and I had the PlayStation Move, but I didn't really want it. We've got a Tomb Raider 2 exclusively on PlayStation. Ad, and it's got a real live girl on it in the advertisement with the two guns, and she's real human. So they were like, man, we can't be putting this polygonal trash in our ads. We got to use a real girl. So they did that. Courier Crisis. There's an ad for that. Oh my God. Check this out. I'm going to read about this right here. Maybe. Bang for the buck. For $35, you can get Intelligent Cube. Well, right now, you can buy it on the PlayStation Classic. Oh, my God. We got it again. We've got the Samsung GX Personal Video Game TV. And it's a new ad. It's a better ad, I'll say that. It's more striking. It is $200 after a $30 mail-in rebate. I forgot what we said what the price was last episode. So, damn it me. Oh, it's already popped up. It's $130 on eBay. I mean, that's, that held its value. No one's buying that shit. Look at that. We got Toys R Us ad in the bottom. And that's gone now. KB Toys, gone. Funko Land, gone. EB Games, gone. Best Buy, selling phones and tablets. So, all right. Still. We've got a Pepsi advertisement. It says, thirsty for the ultimate gaming experience? Pepsi.com. That's fucking stupid. A Pepsi ad for a Pepsi website, and the whole page is purple with a bunch of, it looks like computer boards, like computer boards look, like the green fucking boards for computers. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's purple though, and it's just looks, it's a stupid ad. They shouldn't have done that. So stupid. Alrighty. We've got Command & Conquer Red Alert ad. We've got Tomb Raider 2 demo video. Or at least they talk about it. Here we go. Let's read this. This is a letter to PlayStation Magazine from Daniel Jones in Miami, Florida. Dear PlayStation Magazine, I saved up for a year to be one of the first people to get a Sony PlayStation. I purchased the actual PlayStation, another controller, an RFU adapter, and a memory card. Plus, I own 8 games for a grand total of about $835. Now I hear Sony's coming out with the PlayStation 2. This time, Sony's gone too far. Besides the PlayStation 2, Sony should also offer a less expensive alternative, such as an add-on like the 32X. I believe Sony should think this through first. A concerned gamer. And that was Daniel Jones. Okay, that's a dumb comment, I think. Maybe not. He's just pissed that he spent all that money. He's like, fuck! I gotta buy more shit. When was this? This was fucking 97? What the fuck? When did the PS2 come out? I don't remember. PS2 release date. US, because he lived in Florida, or maybe he still does. It launched in March 2000 in Japan and October of 2000 in North America. So, dude, you got fucking... Oh, this was November, so it was damn near 98. When did that say? It's 2000? I mean, you got a fucking couple of years, bro. I mean, that's... Yeah. I mean, it's all the way to October. That's a decent amount of time. And he was one of the first people to get a PlayStation. So, I mean, I don't understand that. it's not like you bought one in, you know, October or I can't read. What am I reading? Yeah, October in 2000. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. That seems interesting. They responded. It said, it's inevitable the new replaces the old, but let's look at the situation. We know it before you get too worked up. No one knows the exact specs of the new PlayStation or how it will, blah, 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 avoiding a lot of pitfalls. It's unlikely it will release an upgrade. Sony software pricing policies will keep owners like yourself happy for a long time. If worse comes to worse, stores like Electronics Boutique have given discounts on new systems when trading. Yeah, and it was backwards compatible, so really you could just buy the new one. And play your old games. But it's not like, yeah, it's not like you bought it in September or October, like a week before it came out, and you were like, what the fuck? So, I don't know. So I should read that. Speak about it. Star Wars Masters. I can't pronounce that. It was a fighting game. I played that on a demo. It was pretty cool. Oh, here we go. This is a good podcast material. The PlayStation Top 20, according to the official PlayStation Magazine, which doesn't mean much. Let's go to number 20. Number 20 is Soul Blade. It's a weapon-based fighter. Number 19 was Warcraft 2 Dark Saga. 18 was Ace Combat 2. 17 was WCW vs. The World. 16 was The Lost World Jurassic Park. 15 was Wild Arms. 14 was Ogre Battle. 13 was Crash Bandicoot. 12 was Tekken 2. 11 was Jet Moto. 10 was Twisted Metal. 9, Tomb Raider. Need for Speed 2 is 8. MLB 98 is 7. Twisted Metal 2 is 6. Jam Pack Volume 1 is 5. So a fucking demo disc? This economically priced sampler hangs onto top 5. Wow. Why would you consider that a game, though? Yeah, whatever. NFL Game Day 98 was 4. Triple Play 98 was 3. Madden 98 was 2. And NCAA 98 was 1. Football. So, goddamn. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top 20 are sports. That is something, man. All right. Oh, here's the editor's top 10. Top 10 is laser tag. What? Okay. 9 is Armored Core. 8, Skull Monkeys. 7 is Parappa. 6 is Final Fantasy 7. 5 is Colony Wars. 4 is NHL 98. Face Off 98. 3 is Moto Racer. 2 is Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And 1 is NFL Game Day 98. Wow. The editor's top 10. And number 1 is NFL Game Day 98. You'd resort to video football if your home team were the Bears. All right. So this is written in Illinois. Chicago. Well, as I said in a couple episodes back, I am a Bears fan. And right now, I mean, 2018-2019, Bears are good. So, but you're not going to go to an IGN and find the editor's favorite game as NFL or Madden. It's not going to happen, as it shouldn't, but god damn. It just shocked me a bit, you know? I guess this came with a demo disc, and it has Armored Core and Colony Wars and shit on it. We've got a ad for Ghost in the Shell, and the character is wearing very tight clothes. We got Rampage World Tour ad. Booyah! That game was fun. Oh, yeah! We've got another ad for the Alps Interactive Teardrop controller. Fuck yeah, I'm buying this thing. Seen so many ads for it now. I think I have to. There's an ad for the game 1. It's got a barcode logo, and it's 1. And it says, one man, one solution, one state of mind. And I always wanted to play it, just because I saw the ad so many times. Never played it. Maybe I will. No, I won't. Tomb Raider 2 has got a preview of that, and the graphics look horrible. right next to it, we've got a Resident Evil 2 preview. Evil has a new residence. Hope it still gets its mail. Who wrote this? I gotta find it. November 97, as I said. Man, oh man. They spoiled this. It shows a picture and it says below. It's showing the picture below. It says, stray too close to a window and you may get a real shock. Ooh. Yeah. You do. Fucking spoilers, dude. The directorial styles range from Tarantino to Hitchcock. Who wrote this? I would read this thing, but I'm not going to. They even said it was a preview of the game, and they said that the game was 85% complete, and it was going to be launched in January. If it really launched in January, that makes sense, because this the remake just came out. And I have beaten it, let's see, 3 times so far. I'm going to try to platinum it. It's amazing. I think it did the game justice. But yeah, so we've got Resident Evil 2 preview. But yeah, Evil has a new residence. Hope it still gets its mail. Fucking nailed it. Awesome. Duke Nukem 64 ad. I used to like looking at this because Duke Nukem's got guns and there's fucking bullets. He's like standing on a mountain of cartridges, cases, bullet casings, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And like behind him, it's just like a sea of bullet casings. Hilarious. We got Crash Bandicoot 2 preview. That game is looking awesome. According to this magazine. G-Police. Who made G-Police? Psygnosis. Interesting. I just remember that. I don't remember much about it. Okay, we're continuing on. A lot of games I've never heard of. Gran Turismo, heard of that. Sony's upcoming racing title is shaping up to be one of the most comprehensive racing titles available, with over 120 different vehicles. As of this writing, licensing issues may affect the final game. Each one is modeled after a real-world counterpart. Gran Turismo appears to excel both in realism and gameplay. Manufacturers range from Chevrolet to Honda. The vehicles range from low-end family cars to supercharged racing machines. Players compete only against the same class, of course. I don't know if that's true. No, that is not true. Because you could get like a souped-up Viper and just destroy some American cars in some of those races. Anyway, after tearing through the track, players are treated to one of the most realistic-looking replays ever seen in a game. It looks straight off ESPN. Expect to see Gran Turismo early next year. They also spelled this wrong. I just realized that. They spelled Gran Turismo wrong in the official US PlayStation magazine. Unless I'm having some sort of a mental problem and I don't remember how it's spelled. But I'm pretty sure it is T-U-R-I-S-M-O. And I just Googled it because I was like, wait a minute. It is G-R-A-N-T-U-R-I-S-M-O. Turismo. Turismo. Anyway, they spelled it in the official U.S. PlayStation magazine. G-R-A-N, got that one right. T-O-U-R-I-S-M-O. Now, it makes sense. Turismo. I understand what you've done here, but it is incorrect. And I'm surprised they let that one go through. And I read it multiple times during that little write-up and didn't realize till the end. I worked for a magazine at one point in time in my life, and I spelled something wrong. I spelled the word, I was trying to spell acre, like, you know, land, like you got 3 acres of land, and I spelled it Acer, like the computer, and that fucking went right to print. So I, you know, I'm over here talking shit, and I really apologize, but I'm sorry. Sorry. Let's go to the next page. It's Castlevania Symphony of the Night review. And they rated the games by discs. You got 5 discs is a good rating. A 5 disc is an excellent. It's a must-have game. 4 is a very good, well worth your time. 3 is good. Its flaws can be overlooked. 2, below average, but not awful. 1 is almost offensive in its badness. Nice. So what did it get? It got a 5. Official rating. This is interesting because the... Yeah, I don't know. Got a 5. Okay. Pros. Beautiful. Hand-drawn graphics. Metroid-like level design. Moody orchestral soundtrack. Lack of censorship in the US version. So they liked that. Cons. Lacks killer Japanese pack-ins, a bit too easy to beat. Lackluster English voice acting, not enough dexterity tests. Okay. Gary Mulahan reviewed it, apparently. So, it took 1 block on your memory card, too, in case you were wondering. Oh, boy, we got the... Oh, fuck you. Sorry, we've got Resident Evil Director's Cut rated here by Gary Mulahan. Those are two fucking killer games right here. But he gave it a 3 out of 5. That's fine. I mean, what was a 3? Very good, well worth your time. No. Good, its flaws can be overlooked. Well, that makes sense. That I don't even have to read the review to know that checks out, I think. We've got the pros and cons. Incredible Resident Evil 2 demo. That's a pro. Ultra tough advanced version. New outfits and camera angles. A few new scares and other surprises. It's still censored. What? It is? The director's cut? Why are the choices cuts still missing? I'm not going to read this on this podcast, but that's interesting. Same cheesy voices and dialogue. You mean awesome voices and dialogue. Transparent attempt to milk a little more cash from the franchise. But I thought the director's cut had DualShock support. So that's a big deal, isn't it? I'm not going to read that. I want to read it, but I don't want to do it on the podcast. And I'm not going to. So we've got a Tekken 2 ad. That looks dope as shit. Tekken 2 is the best. No contest. Tekken 2 is the can't-miss PlayStation game of the year. This game is a must-buy for anyone who has a PlayStation, novices and fanatics alike. Soul Blade heads the early list for best fighting game of the year. Oh my god, okay. So this is a 2-page ad, but it's for Tekken 2 and Soul Blade. So I was like, whoa, they fucked this up, but they're both by Namco. So that's why it's a 2-game ad, pick a fight. Hey, it's Christmas, pick 2. No gamer should be without this. Most spectacular fighting game. It's simply the best 3D fighter. So you're basically saying, hey, we've got the best fighter on one page, and then we go, no, we don't. We also have the best fighter on the other page. Awesome. Awesome. Clock Tower, never played it. Here's MDK again. I still didn't figure out what MDK actually stood for, though. I feel like I should do that this episode then. Don't shoot until you see the green of their eyes. So it's like alien type shit. Let's see if I can find it real quick on this here Google. What does MDK stand for? Murder, death, kill. Oh, well, that makes sense. So now you know. Yep, that's what it is. Sweet. Ooh, a Gex Enter the Gecko ad. Awesome. They should definitely bring Gex back. somebody needs to acquire. Or who? Crystal Dynamics. So that's... They don't exist, I don't think, anymore. Somebody needs to acquire Gex. The voice actor for Gex is on Twitter, so he's alive and well. So they need to get him on board as well. Dana Gould is a comedian, and he did the voice for that. We've got a ad for Game Brain. It's a strategy guide on home video. It's your newest ammunition in mastering PlayStation's most popular games. Don't take your hands off the joystick to get gaming tips. Just toggle between your VCR and game console. Armed with Game Brain's walkthroughs, maps, and secret codes, you're on your way to virtual victory. Now, this is fucking insane. So you've got a VHS tape. You pop that bitch in. You've got Armored Core, Blasto, Crash Bandicoot 2, Fighting Force, Final Fantasy 7, NFL Game Day 98, Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, Tomb Raider 2, Treasures of the Deep. Awesome game. And Parappa the Rapper. And you want some cheat codes and shit. For $12.98, you get an hour and 30 minutes VHS tape to show you how to do shit. And let's say you're playing Tomb Raider and you're like, man, I don't know how to get past this part. You know, I got to flip a switch here and do a flippity flap there and shoot this guy, but I can't figure out how to do it. Let me switch over to my VCR. Rewind or fast forward to the part where I need, and then I can switch back. Wow. I mean, holy shit. I was fucking around with Resident Evil 2 earlier, the remake here. I was like, I can't remember what the code was for this fucking computer. And obviously I've already beaten the game. I didn't use any tips or tricks or any of that shit the first time I went through. Now I'm like, but I don't want to do that again. I'm just trying to get the platinum. So you pick up your phone, you go beep, boop, beep, beep, and you're done. And I can hold the phone and play at the same time. I don't have to switch between my VCR. So, we have come a long way. Jimmy Johnson's VR Football 98. I don't think it's really VR. Madden 98. Got a 4 out of 5. Fuck you. $10 off Game Day 98 at Sears and Funtronics. So, I'll try to redeem that. Actually, Sears is gone. And I'm sure Funtronics is also gone. So, that's not going to work. Almost done with this magazine here. Street Fighter X Plus Alpha. Ooh, here's an ad. It's a guy's ass. His pants are down just a little bit, and you see his ass crack, and he's got a kick me sign that was very crudely photoshopped onto it. And I don't understand what that means. So it says, now's your chance to kick more. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Now's your chance to kick more ass than you've ever imagined possible. Is that, I'm going to assume you pronounce that ass-aware. That'd be funny if you pronounce this ass-aware. It's ASCIIWARE. And their controllers have more features than enhance your gameplay. They're faster and tougher, which means you will be too. So if your controller doesn't say ass-aware on it, then maybe you should be kicking yourself. So you've got a fighting stick, a one-handed controller. So that's kind of cool. You know, I was just looking at the Microsoft commercial for the adaptive controller, and that thing is awesome. That's the best thing Microsoft's probably ever done. I really like what Able Gamers does. If you don't know what Able Gamers is, it's an organization that helps build and helps disabled or people with some sort of any kind of obstacle in their way toward playing games. You know, it could be anything, and they try to make controllers to help people, and I really like that, and I support that. Because if you can't play games, I mean, fuck, that sucks. So I haven't, what is it? The Amazon, Smile from Amazon. You know, you buy shit on Amazon and it gives them like money to whatever charity that you pick. And mine is Able Gamers, and I hope that didn't sound like I was bragging, because I'm pretty sure the amount of shit I bought on Amazon has given them maybe like 60 cents or like a dollar, because I don't buy that much on Amazon. But it's an awesome company, awesome organization, so you should look into them. They are called Able Gamers. And anyway, so that, I just saw that one-handed controller, and I was like, whoa. I didn't realize that shit really existed. I did see one recently, but I didn't know there was more than one. Anyway, there's some more arcade sticks and a carrying bag and blah, 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 blah. So that was cool. Treasures of the Deep offers something that's been lacking in action games besides action and adventure. Yep. Treasures of the Deep was awesome. You were a diver and you were looking for treasure. So how about that? God, looking at these graphics is fucking hard. Ooh, Intelligent Cube. They gave it a 3 out of 5. Pros. It's unlike other puzzle games. It's challenging PAR system. I don't know what that means. So I've never really played. I played the demo. Moderate challenge, otherwise great musical score. The cons, it's too short, no split screen play, levels look somewhat monotonous. Well, that is all true, probably. I would assume they all look monotonous because they are all cubes. $10 off, NHL Faceoff 98 at Sears and Funtronics. Fucked on that one too, guys. Oh my god, this is beautiful. There's an ad for Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey 98. As real as it gets without lacing up. And it's got the actual Wayne Gretzky, a profile of his face. And then across from his face, it's Wayne Gretzky, but video game Wayne Gretzky. And 1998 video game Wayne Gretzky. And it is just horrible. This ad would work perfectly today if it was like Madden. Or whatever EA fucking hockey game there is, or MLB The Show, maybe. Actually, MLB The Show's faces, I don't think they're like NBA 2K's faces are perfect. Like, that would work for NBA 2K. This is super pixelated. He doesn't even have an eyeball. It's just black. But they did it. They put it right here in this magazine. There's page missing. There is Parappa the Rapper. Sweet. Talks about the characters and all that. Never really got into that game. Okay. Colony Wars ad. It's like a poster almost. So it's a vertical ad, and it looks kind of cool. Croc. We've got Croc ad. It's not an ad. It's just, it's a whole write-up about it. Actually, this might be a walkthrough. It's a strategy. Yeah, it's a strategy guide. Bushido Blade. And I'm just going to skip to the end. And there's just tricks and tips and shit and whatever. So, that is that magazine. I hope that episode also wasn't as bad as some of the other ones. But thank you if you've made it this far. Maybe I'll talk about something else that's not as boring, but I don't know. Some of this, I don't know. Maybe I should have edited just all the boring shit out and just looked at all the magazines and just cropped all the shit out. But that would take a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do all that work. So I'm going to end it on that. And, if you want to get at me and talk to me about all the obscure peripherals that maybe you have lying around your house, probably in a box in your attic or your basement, you can find me on Twitter @PopConJacob. That is POPCONJACOB. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next week.